welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. A common question I receive from non-self-defense people is, why do you carry X? Are you expecting trouble? When I say X, I mean Kubaton, knife, firearm, or any other number of self-defense tools. You know, a lot of the time these questions come from other martial artists. My answer is always no. If I was expecting trouble, I wouldn't be going out. So why do you carry car insurance? Are you expecting to get into an accident? Why do you keep a first aid kit in your home? Are you expecting somebody to get hurt? Why do you lock your door when you leave your home? Are you expecting to be burglarized? Now, of course, the answer to these questions is no. You're merely preparing for an unplanned and unavoidable, potentially disastrous event. In this case, the preparation is for the unlikely event that I'm attacked. I'm also trained in CPR in the unlikely event someone I know has a heart attack. You know, to me, my firearm, my knife, and my Kubaton are in the same category as my CPR training. Masad Ayoub even refers to firearms as rescue tools. I even carry when I'm at home. You know, if something happens, I'm not going to have time to run to the other room, work the lock on the safe, and recover my firearm. That will take, 30 seconds? If I'm in the backyard with a child and some drug-addled moron jumps my fence or wall, or even a coyote, what do I do then? Do I run into the house to get a tool while whatever happens to my family happens? You know, I bring up coyotes because they grow to the size of German shepherds here in my neighborhood. I can't outrun a coyote, but a coyote cannot outrun a bullet. You know, just last week, my brother-in-law shot a coyote with a pellet gun that was staring down his Doberman. The coyote was bigger than the Doberman and wasn't even the least bit afraid. They lived 2.5 miles down the road from me. Oh, and the coyote didn't even flinch when he was hit by the pellet. And a quick note on safety. Which do you think is safer? A gun that is unattended in a gun safe, or one that's strapped to my body under my immediate and direct control at all times? The bottom line is that there are bad people, wild animals, and feral animals out there. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell them apart. Do I expect to come across them? Nope. And in fact, I do everything in my power to avoid them. However, I am aware that they are out there, and so I take the appropriate and reasonable precautions to protect my family and myself. That means I carry defensive tools. And that will do it for this week. You can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. For those of you with the mobile phone app for the show, which is, by the way, now on iOS as well as Android, I'll include a PDF of the summary and the show notes in the feed. You can find it in the bonus content section. And a quick note on my seminars. I'll be running a Kubaton seminar on Saturday, July 23rd, and then I'll be running a knife survival seminar on Saturday, September 24th. Check-in for both of those seminars is at 1:45 p.m., and the training lasts until 4 p.m. And finally, if you would like to help out the show, a positive review on iTunes would be greatly appreciated, and a big thank you to the folks who have already done so. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.